Yo, what's good? It's your boy Eric Bellinger, and right now you're hanging out with the Quote Goats podcast with my family, Tommy Guns, and this is gonna be your favorite pod. Keep it locked. It's easy.
So today we got a special edition of the Quote Goats podcast. We got a very special guest, Grammy Award winner, prolific songwriter, heavyweight in the game, even though, if I'm not mistaken, you're independent.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Eric Billinger. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody clap it up.
What's up?
Make some noise.
Yes.
How you feeling, man?
I feel good, dog. I feel blessed to be back. You know, it's a full circle moment. You know, I had a nice tour in the beginning of my career when I came over here to Germany. So,
right,
making it back is like, okay.
This your second time back?
Making it around the sun. Nah, this is like fifth time over here, actually.
Okay. Because so I know I came to a show of yours in Nuremberg one time.
Mm-hmm.
And you lit the place on fire like you always
Thank
do.
Thank you, man.
You might as well call Germany your second home.
Let's go. It's good to be Eric Bell in Germany. You feel me?
Yeah.
You speak some German?
No.
Nobody taught you a little bit of German while you was here? 5 times? Not one word?
That's crazy.
How do you say thank you in German?
Oh, man.
Come on. It's crazy. An easy one.
It sounds like donkey.
Is it like
Danke?
Is it like Dankeschön?
Hey, yeah, that's it. Here we go.
Yeah, I got it. I'm good for one word here.
Don't worry about it, man. I've been out here like 12 years and I still don't really speak.
You know what I'm saying? All right, cool. That gives me
lady okay. Over there since 12 years don't speak a word.
That make me feel like
everybody looking. That's all right though.
Yes, sir.
So you just released a new project, right?
Yep. The Rebirth 3 out right now, double disc, The Party in the Bedroom.
How's that going so far?
Oh, it's going great. Got it attached to the tour. Killed it in the States, and now we out here overseas. And, you know, to see everybody listening to the music as if, you know, it reminds me that, you know, when I drop, even though I might be right here in the world, that iTunes, Spotify, and Pandora, YouTube, all of these different platforms, it's worldwide. So, you know what I mean? When the music drop, I'm pretty much everywhere. And this is the reminder.
That's the beauty of like streaming and social media and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You drop something and it's all over the place.
Because it's way easier nowadays. Now, think about when we didn't have social media back then, what artists had to go through just to put their stuff out.
Right. If
you didn't have your real connection on magazines or television,
you
wasn't a pretty much nobody. But nowadays, you can just put yourself and push yourself in an independent and make people fall in love with who you are. And I think that's the beauty about it nowadays with social media.
Yeah, it's a gift for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
if people
Tom
know how
Jerry
to use it the right way.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of it. I'm somebody that's definitely always trying to be innovative with the new styles, the new, you know, trends, whatever it may be, because it's just such a tool. Got to take advantage.
Right.
Absolutely. Especially you, because I heard and we know that you are very, very, very talented.
Uh-oh.
So, now you've been here 5 times in Germany, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, actually. 10 years ago. Do you remember where you was at?
10 years ago. What was yesterday? April
11th, 2014.
Out here?
Yeah. I'm gonna show you something.
10,000 hours ago.
So I heard through the grapevine that you was out here and you did a song with DJ Malik.
Oh, yep.
In Frankfurt.
Yep.
And he told us that within 10 minutes, you was freestyling a whole song. And he's still this day mind blown of how you did that. And, you know.
I believe that happened.
Let me show you something. Here we go. Because, hey, we come in with receipts over here.
Yes, we need it.
Look at y'all.
On deck.
Oh, man. See.
Yeah.
It's real easy.
You breathe the music.
Yeah, it's a conversation.
So that's how
music.
Talented Mr. Eric Bellinger is.
Thank y'all. Shout out DJ Malik.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Who can sit there and just freestyle a whole song within 10 minutes?
I mean, he is a prolific songwriter.
Come on, man.
That's what though,
like. Ain't here to waste no time.
Time is running.
Exactly.
And time is money.
So these hits that you came up with and that you gave to like other people, is there like a certain process? Do you have like a certain songwriting process that you go through mm-hmm. to come up
yeah.
with these songs?
It's both. You know, sometimes I have songs that I've made at my studio and I could just send it out like, okay, here's a, you know, Dropbox folder with like 4 or 5 songs if right. somebody's asking, or set up the session. And then, you know, if I come and do it in person, it's a higher level of, you know, that we gonna nail it, because I'll be able to have a conversation, pick their brain,
right,
see what's missing, and see where I can fill that gap and fill that void. But the pull up, it's gonna cost you.
I mean, I imagine
it's a 10 out of 10.
It would be more of a vibe when you like in person and you can like tailor make a song to somebody.
Exactly. That's where the success is. Because you want people to be a part. You know, for sure I can, you know, send you something that I caught a vibe with at home. But if it's a record that stems from your position and current place in life, you automatically going to be connected before I even start coming up with melodies.
Right, right, right. But how did you, especially as an independent artist, how did you even get into the realm or the room
yeah.
to be able to write for a mm-hmm. Justin Bieber, mm-hmm. a Chris Brown,
yeah,
you know?
I think just putting that time in to where I was invited, you know, a lot of times people want to go and be in the rooms, but it's important for them to be seen as an asset before the invitation gets delivered.
Right.
So it's like, yo, for me personally, I was writing songs to beats, and it was auditioning in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I remember Erica Nuri was like, yo, let me send you these beats and see what you do. So this is GarageBand days. Bow, bow. Right. I sent her 2 joints real quick. After that, oh man, this is crazy. I want you to come with me. I got a session with Rodney Jerkins. History.
Mm-hmm. How does it make you feel when mm-hmm. you see the success of other artists?
Mm-hmm.
coming off from your stuff that you wrote.
From yeah. your brain.
You the core. You the seed.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for you.
It feel the same, like the same way they feel when they giving their speech. I feel the same way, because just as much as, you know, it's their song, it's my song.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So, it's a proud moment, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it definitely is. So the you know, from consumption, it's like all of our song, this person just may be the face of it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So it's the same with me when I do records that other people write. It's like I include them and have the same love, appreciation, and respect for them, because I know that without them, yeah. I wouldn't have had this particular song, period.
Yep, exactly. I think appreciation, respect, and life, period, is very important to show, you know?
Yes.
Give the shadows, give people the flowers.
Tag the writers, tag yep. the graphic designers, tag the videographers.
Yeah.
Like, why are we not tagging, like, you feel me?
Oh, yeah. Like, see, mm-hmm. like for our business, for instance, and that's just a thing that I always do out of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Every time when we do have a successful event, all my appreciation post is tagged with everybody that has been involved
yes.
in it. Because
yeah, she do that.
I may be a face with it, but yeah. I'm nothing without my team. I'm
telling you.
You know, there are my arms. I might be the head, but they're my neck,
period.
My arms, my feet, my everything. Mm-hmm. So it's not just me mm-hmm. or her, it's yep. us.
That's it.
But yeah. do you ever be like, damn, I should have kept that shit for myself? This shit going mm-hmm. the fuck off right now.
That's a good question.
It should be me on the stage.
I don't. I really feel like if anybody in this world was, you know, to be able to create another one, that'd be my vibe.
Okay. Like,
if I can't write another one, I don't deserve to be here. But I like a lot of the songs, for sure. I just know that, you know, each record was done with intention.
Right.
You know, so to go back on Let Me See, that was for Usher, or Fine China, that was for Chris Brown. Like, from the beginning, I was writing them with, you know, for them. So I never had a moment when it was just like, oh, what did I get at? It was always like, we doing a collab.
You okay. Know yeah. Mm-hmm. You a true blessing to a lot of people. I hope you know that.
Thank you, man. It's a blessing to be a blessing.
Yeah.
And I feel true. Like you found, because I feel like a lot of people are good at songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of get overshadowed by the songs that they write. But mm-hmm. you found a way to carve out your own lane still at the same time and have your own hits and give other people hits. Mm-hmm. You're not just a ghost writer. You're not a right. Quentin Miller, for instance, or something mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. that. You know, no shade to him.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you really like got a bag full of hits and yeah. you know what I'm saying? You got hundreds of millions of streams or billions yeah. of streams on your own, man. So, you know, I got to give you a kudos for that.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, dog. I really just did both at the same time. I never let the foot off the gas of either lane. You know, I respected the songwriting and I respected the artistry. I ran it up with the songwriting first, really, right. to be the legs of the operation. And when it was time to do my artistry, I didn't just feel like I needed to be at the same top spot, you know? Mm-hmm. I knew that I had to put the same exact grind in. So if it was, you know, me doing a bunch of work for the songwriting, I took the time and did the same thing for the artistry. And it just took me a minute, but now it's like, it's speaking volumes.
Right. But is there a reason? Like, did you choose not to sign to? Do you rather the independent grind mm-hmm. because there's more money for you? Or
I think in the beginning, it started off where I had to do the songwriting because contractually I was in a singing group and I was like, yo, y'all.
Okay.
I don't really, you know, you feel like I want to be in the group no more. Like, I love y'all, but, you know, having other people and depending on them for me, it just wasn't sitting right. So once I said, let me do my thing on my own, I had to pause the solo career and the writing thing just really took off. I didn't expect it to.
Right.
And I just like kept striking while the iron was hot, but I also was just releasing mixtapes at the same time. And, right. You know, here we are 39 projects later,
39.
250 placements later.
Jesus.
And it's just like, I don't know. I don't feel like I need to, like, I don't want to sign to nobody. You know, at first it was right. like I had to, but now it's like, man, if somebody going to sign me, it's like.
They got
to
come with that.
Yeah.
That bag.
It's like, I know what I did. I know what I built. And it's tough to just get out of the way. You know, I get offers a lot, like 10 contracts within a year. I didn't really vetted and really like went to the meetings and flew out and like considered. But it's like, man, if y'all can't understand what I am for real,
right?
Then I just got to say thank you.
right.
But I'm gonna keep doing this way.
I mean, a lot of people be disgruntled at the end of their contract with these major labels mm-hmm. anyway. A lot of people, you know, feel like they get screwed over and stuff because mm-hmm. that first check be the only check they see the whole time they signed and they in the mm-hmm. red the whole time.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So
yeah, but you gotta go through it to get to it. Like, I have taken that check where it's like, ooh, this look good, but mm-hmm. then I spend it in 2 months.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the amount that I spend the money and the length of time it's going to take for me to recoup that money is never worth it.
Right. I can definitely dig that.
So what do you say is hard for you to be an independent artist? Mm-hmm.
Just doing everything. You know, you really have to do everything. If you're really trying to compete, then, you know, that means you can't just be the artist, you know, like, say, for example, and I don't know, X artist that's signed to this label, because now you have to be, you know, have your hands involved with the graphic designs, you know, the edit on the video, the treatment of the video, the styling of the video. That's one song. You got four songs, so that's maybe four videos. Right. Now you're talking about, I got 24 songs on my album. Now I'm talking about producer agreements and splits and talking to different producers. It's like, people don't even know to have all those convos, you know. I'm still registering it, you know, with the different, you know, performance rights companies, and, you know, making sure the sound royalties is all intact and people's publishing names, not just their stage name, but their government. Name. Like,
damn,
it's so much
lot.
Work. It's like, man, people don't want to do all that.
Yeah. So we know that the entertainment business can mm-hmm. be a very tough and cutthroat business.
True that.
Yeah.
How do you cope with that of keeping mm-hmm. your sanity in balance?
I think by making my own definition of success, you know,
yep.
I think the media and the people have written this idea of what success looks like, whether it be Kim Kardashian, you know.
And they don't know what comes with
it. That type of vibe. But it's like, for me, it's like, nah, my success is my happiness. My success is my peace. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's the priceless part. Like, go get that. Go get the peace. Go get the, you know what I mean? Go get that serenity. Like, you can't buy that at Target, you feel me?
No.
You do the whole meditation thing?
Yes, sir.
Very important.
Meditate, yoga, you know, all that. I'm into it deep, you know.
Yoga?
Yeah.
She real tree huggerish too. She be hugging trees and touching grass and stuff.
I'm guilty, and I like to walk.
I like that.
I'm walking barefoot, and I do be grounded. Because I'm going to get you there one day. You keep laughing at me about my spiritual thing, but that's a real thing. Because listen to me.
She not playing
this
either.
Right here, if you don't keep this healthy and insane, nothing else is going to work for you.
That's true. Yep.
Absolutely
no
nothing.
No matter what the cause.
No matter what the cause is. You know, let me tell you a story.
A tree or two.
And I had a conversation with her about that. We just came back from LA, right? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't help to notice so many homeless people out there.
Mm, it's tough.
So it was driving by, and I was like, dang, like, what is actually more important, mental health or physical health? Because they walk, they can talk, they can move their hands, they can see, they can smell, they can eat, but their brain is completely damaged.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they in that position.
Right.
So mental health, honey. Look at all these people that are like handicapped, don't have no legs, no arms, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have, I just watched today actually a video of somebody who had no legs and no arms doing makeup tutorials. Huh? And
no
why?
Legs,
because
no arms.
No leg, no arm. He was literally
doing
like
makeup. Trying to picture this.
Yeah. Oh,
not
I'll
to make
show
a joke
you that.
Out of that. That's not nothing to make a joke about. I'm
you
sorry.
Better. Stop.
Okay.
But that was doing it. That's just a comparison. What I'm saying is that your mind is everything what you need. That's why meditation, especially being in a business like this, is very important to keep yourself aligned and your balance on check. Because if you don't have that and you let everything get to you, because it will happen, you cannot control what everybody else does. But you need to be learning to control yourself.
You got
to
teach me the meditation thing. I tried it before, but I don't know how to like.
I'm going to take you tree hugging one day.
Quiet the mind and stuff.
Yeah. Go to YouTube first and start with breathing. Five minute breathing exercise, you know, it's active meditation, and it'll cause you to be breathing before the, you know, 5 minutes is up. You won't even realize it, but, you know, that's one form, you know.
Right.
And then once you get the breathing, it's like you're gonna be like, wow, I do feel better. Oh my goodness. Then you're gonna see the 10 minute pop up.
Yeah.
And then it's gonna be like guided. And now you can listen to what they're saying. You can start listening. You'll automatically be applying the breathing exercises that you just learned on the, you know. So once
I like this, my type of subject, you know, right here.
So you play like music while you meditate?
Yeah,
like
for sure.
The ohms, you be like, oh.
Yeah, nah, it's just different sounds. You know, when you get a massage and then it got
like
maybe
the
like the little. Sound healing. I need all the chakra bowls,
real
the,
soothing and
the
stuff.
Sound healing, you know, from
you
the
do.
Root bowl. You know what I'm
the
saying?
Root bowl. He really bringing out the terminology.
Because you need that. Like for instance, I do not listen to songs that have words during the week.
Unless you're doing a party.
Unless I do a party, exactly. Yeah. Why? Because music sticks to your head so much. Like when I be hearing some of these trash songs, I be hearing these trash, nasty lyrics in my head, and I don't want to listen to it. So during the week, I just like to listen to jazz music.
Yeah.
I just like the sound of just sounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wifey over there said, you with your elevator music. Yeah. I pop that stuff every day.
Yeah, it's real. It's real.
And it heals it. It's something like, it's like registering in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, cuts out the noise what I hear when we do club events.
That's
you know?
The foundation.
Nice. Yeah.
Sound nice. But speaking of, not to stay too much on the I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying.
you need to learn.
speaking of sounds, like who are you listening? Like who are you listening to these days? When you just not making music, do you listen to like R&B stuff, or you listen
it's
to
always,
trap?
Nah, it's always new music out, so I'm always listening to like whatever's just dropped.
Right.
I'm like, today I listened to Tyla's whole album.
Tyla.
Yeah.
She's dope as fuck.
Dope.
She just won a Grammy. I think she's the new Rihanna.
Yeah.
She next up to be the next Rihanna.
I think she in alignment. You know what I mean? She got it all for sure. It ain't been nobody like that's checking every box like her in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said that when I heard that Water song and she had the whole challenge with the little booty pop thing she was doing and everything. Yeah, the water bottle and everything.
Yeah.
And I checked out some of her music, and you know, when I look at her, I get a vibe like, Because it's not many superstar mm-hmm. artists out anymore because everything is so oversaturated and, mm-hmm. you know, everything is kind of gimmicky and stuff like that. But yeah. when I look at her, I see, like, real, like, superstar potential.
Same. I yeah. agree, too. I say the same.
Do you think she won the Grammy too early? Is mm-mm. that like a...
Nah, because it was like, what, Song of the Year?
Song. It was like yeah, it was Song like, of the Year.
That was one of the
like
biggest
that.
Songs. I agree.
How did it feel for you when you won your Grammy?
Man, it felt like I'm good. It felt like that chip on the shoulder being removed mm-hmm. and any questions, concerns, or doubt, you know, it all washed away because it's like, yo, this is the highest award. This is the highest level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, now instead of chasing, I can get back to creating.
Nice.
Right.
Checked.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you listen to the newest stuff. Have you heard the new Kendrick Lamar and Future song?
Yes, sir.
And the bars he had for a certain top two rappers in the game?
Yeah, I heard him.
What?
I heard him.
It's people, and it was, you know, Kendrick dope, you know, but it's people saying, people kind of disappointed in J. Cole right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he apologized?
Because he apologized.
I don't think that's
not the essence of rap to, like, come out and mm-hmm. get somebody back and then take it back and stuff like that. I think that was very human. Yeah, I don't fault him for the apology.
Very big.
I feel like, you know, mm-hmm. he real, like, he probably be touching grass and hugging trees like y'all. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
So that's why he was like, spirit. You know what? Exactly. That was so childish.
Yeah.
So
I think he was honest. You know, like, he gave into the peer pressure. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what he said in his
Titled it Might Delete Later. That says everything.
Right.
He felt a way about it before he even dropped it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
and
it's like,
you
need
to
listen to your original gut and intention. Right. You called it Might Delete Later. You should just deleted it out of your text messages. Like, you know what I mean? Unless it was already the original intention.
I mean, peer pressure can be a motherfucker, though. And when you got the top rapper in the game, like, dropping bars about you, of course, everybody was like, it's wartime, nigga, it's stuff like that.
Yeah, but all
know?
They do is talking, like, why nobody fight?
Damn. She said, put the gloves on.
But that's what I like about it, though.
Cold world.
All that talking.
That's what,
like,
I like about
get
it, though.
Get out on the street, just knock yourself out, and that's it. Y'all over there.
We've seen so many beasts get out of hand and stuff. You know, it starts in the music.
Yeah.
And Cole got really, like, out of character in the song. Like, as I was listening to it, he was talking about guns and shooting this and that. And it didn't even sound like he believed what he was saying in the song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He don't
even
seem the type to pull out a gun.
He not.
I'm telling
you.
He said it. He was just, his reaction wasn't his. It was his peers. It was his people around him. That's why it's important to watch who you surround yourself with.
Ooh, I you like that. Absolutely.
Period. Even if they was hot in the moment, it's like, if that's not you, you got to remember who you are, you know, and not be wavered. And, you know, I think that getting
pushed.
Yeah, that desire for validation, it could kill us.
Yep.
Right, but he got a lot of pressure on him. You know, they call him one of the top three in the game and stuff like that.
They was calling him.
Yeah, they was calling
him. It's getting crazy out now. Like, you feel, at least see how fast people turn. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was just praising him, and now it's just like, oh, we done with you, you know?
Oh, yeah, because I saw some guy on the podcast, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to take all the posters down. I'm about to throw my shoes away, da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, if you was really a J. Cole fan for so many years, why would you even say that?
Right.
Like,
right.
You ride with somebody that you rock with, doesn't matter, good or bad, so that means you just like that part of him, but you're not really that of a fan.
Well, I don't think it's
so
really his fans that are turning on him. I think it's like the fly by night, just hip hop fans that are a fan of that
beef rap type
that
thing.
Beef rap, and,
I guess,
you know,
it's like some type of art or something. I personally don't understand what this rap beef stuff is about. Maybe because from where I grew up and how I handle my problems, definitely not.
Yeah, I think it's just the sport. It's the sport of it.
Y'all better be glad I'm not a rapper.
Like, the way people want to watch boxing matches, the way people want to watch the Final Four March Madness, they want to hear their favorite artists go at it.
Yeah,
right.
Is what it is.
But
you
people
know?
Feed off of negativity. Like,
they do. Post a positive post a negative post. See,
oh,
see which one get more likes, see which one get more comments. You know, that's just the nature that we in. So
true
I think once he dropped that joint, it was like, you know, he was open to, you know, whatever was to happen. And I don't think he, you know, anticipated the reviews to be so harsh as right. far as, like, you know, J. Cole versus Kendrick. You know, it was dark. You know right. what I mean? And like we said, we hugging trees. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
touching grass.
Like, we ain't with the
beef,
honey.
That didn't sit good. Didn't sit right with him. I feel you. I knew it wouldn't.
Right, right.
You knew it wouldn't when you named it Mike Delete later. Mm. You really got to go with your gut.
Yeah, that was.
So why do you think people feed off of or feel so entertained by negativity like that? What is that? Why?
I think
why
misery
is that?
Loves company.
Yeah, oof. Hurt people hurt yeah. people and shit.
Mm-hmm. I think majority of people are, you know, the lesser than the greater when it comes to my mindset, mentality. And that's because the world that we live in has, you know, just succumbed to just such a dark place. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough.
I blame social media, man. Social media. Social if you look media, at the comments on the social pandemic. Media. Yeah, the pandemic.
The pandemic.
That was it. That put us in a dark place, man. Social media is just documenting it, and it's getting better and better, and cameras is getting greater and greater.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
A new iPhone 15.
Because I don't think that's like a new thing.
16
like,
on the way, you know?
16 on the way.
It's like, bro, they're capturing capsules right now.
Yeah, yeah. But
they're capturing pixels.
If you ever got into like a beef situation with somebody, do you think you would ever like bury the hatchet and like mm-hmm. come back mm-hmm. around and be like,
yeah. I would be willing to.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure. Nobody going to just get at me and I'm not going to say nothing, though. Like, I'm going to respond.
Would you initiate the...
Nah, I'm not initiating nothing.
Oh, okay.
Never.
No bigger... But you hugging trees. You can't be the bigger person?
I ain't initiating it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I could always be the, you know what I mean, the person to say, yeah, let's drop it, but... Initiating... You talking about initiating what? The beef?
The apology.
Oh, initiate? Nah. Okay. I'm Aries. We finish. We just finish it.
Okay.
That's it.
Because I know about a situation. I don't know if you want me to bring it up or whatever. Yeah. Okay, because you had a thing with Tory Lanez, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was some years ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of old news or whatever. But since we're talking about beefing and stuff like that, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? You have a tagline
mm-hmm.
that everybody knows is yours.
Yeah.
Can you do it for the audience one time? If you know
the favorite song, yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I guess Tory used it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
You recognized it,
yeah,
and just kind of posed the question,
yeah,
what is he doing right now? Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever bury the hatchet? Did y'all ever sit down and like have that conversation?
Not personally, but like big homies did.
Okay, so mm-hmm. y'all good now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I like mm-hmm. I like to hear that. Because I feel like, I mean, y'all two like really crooning R&B type dudes mm-hmm. anyway. But I did hear the diss that you mm-hmm. did to him, and it was dope.
And it was a reaction.
Yeah, and it was a reaction. You didn't start it.
A reaction to the action. That's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, leave us alone and nothing's going to be. None.
That's it. Like
that's it.
But, you know, I think leave us alone. As a peaceful person still.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been in my best interest to let that fester.
Yes. Right. I feel that to 110%.
You had to get it off your chest and stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do, and then you just move on, and that's it. But if you're going to forgive about this kind of stuff, not that's a different question. There you go. I feel you on
that's
that.
That's it.
Yeah.
But I'm a fan of both of y'all, man. But
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to hear that y'all, you know, even worked it out
for sure.
over time and stuff like that.
I'm not going to make you pick a side. It's all equal.
What's your next projects coming up when you're mm-hmm. done with your tour? Because you guys been mm-hmm. touring since 2 months now, right?
Yes, we've been outside. It started in January. It's closing out April right now. But I got a project that I've been working on with Hitmaker. That I'm excited to get out. 1-800-HIT-EASY-LINE-3.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
He is really the Hitmaker. Almost every song he dropped is like,
it's crazy. Touring
where
for that.
Where did this come from?
Mm-hmm. Is touring for this long tiring after a while?
Not no more. I think I've adapted the fact that it's a part of my lifestyle, so I don't look at it like I'm touring. I just look at it like I'm in Germany.
Yeah.
Mm. Today, tomorrow I'll be in Paris. Like, it's just my life. It's just where I'm at. I travel. That's what I do. I'll be home, you know, soon.
The whole world is your home.
Exactly.
Humble brag. I'm in Paris tomorrow.
That's what we doing. I'm just gone.
Awesome.
You got like a family man, right?
Yes, sir.
You got the wife, the kids,
all that white picket fence. It's crazy. Wife,
I noticed
kids.
The tattoo. Is it your son?
Yeah, that's my son. One of my sons here. Another one of my sons here.
That's bless dope, man.
Yeah.
Dope that's tattoo the, that's artist. The, yeah. Shout out to whoever did
Shout
it.
Out. Yeah, man.
I'm a tattoo artist too. So if you're trying to get some ink while you out here,
I'm a little bit too late. I think he's leaving tomorrow.
We gotta go to Paris.
Next time you come back.
Yeah, all right, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? But how do you balance family life mm-hmm. with everything that you do mm-hmm. and especially like the tour life and everything like that?
Man, making the FaceTime as much of a priority as I do the sound check.
Nice.
Right.
Making sure I'm texting and always being there present mentally if I'm not physically.
Yeah. Right. How is it to be a father?
It's a blessing. Keeps me young. Mm-hmm. You know, I just turned 40 and I feel 20. You know, I'm in a different space as far as, you know, I remember being created and doing all these things from, I can't wait till I have a family.
Yeah.
You
know?
Right.
Like, that's a different type of output when it is I do have a family, you know. Mm-hmm. So right. Now it's like, everything is intentional. Everything is, you know, just really thought out and strategic, you know, for the big play. It all has to make sense. And when you move and operate in that way, you know, you putting up better shots.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I definitely feel you, man. I got 3 kids myself and a wife. And
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? They my wife is German. My yes, kids sir. Are mixed black yes, and sir. German and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And they everything, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Especially the kids. Wife, she be tripping something. No, I'm just kidding, baby. You see this? But, you know, I feel you on that. You know, you got to keep – home is where the heart is, as corny as that sounds and shit.
For real.
You
know what I'm saying?
Look at you with your soft plays. Uh-huh. I find you getting in and out a little.
I'm just talking genuinely and shit.
I know, and I love that to hear that, but it's true.
It's yeah. true, man. That's good.
You got to have a place where you can go back and just find peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Peace you know, awesome.
You're going to be hugging trees soon. You see him over there? Uh-huh. Get him a,
I mean, look.
Get him a couple know. Crystals. And
oh, not the crystals.
You don't
the
see
stones.
My crystals going on
oh, she
here?
She already
Hello?
Got the crystals
you don't see
over
my,
here.
You don't see what I got on my little finger
yeah.
right here?
Oh, see,
yeah, that yeah. an evil eye. I know. I stay protected.
I know what's happening.
Light-skinned Erica Badu over here.
That's what they call me.
Yes, sir.
But you said, and we don't want to hold you for too long, but you said you just hit the big 4-0, right?
Yes, sir.
Now,
happy
I was.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Happy belated birthday, bro.
Thank you.
Aren't you 40 yet? No.
Goddamn. How you just going to assume my age and shit? I'm 38. I'm almost there.
I'm almost there, too, honey.
I'm almost there.
Yes, sir.
But, I had a rap career over here in Germany for a while when I moved over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Sure did.
Yeah, I did a few things over here. You know, so I got a few million streams. I ain't on your level and shit like that. But I did a few things, did a few shows over here.
Maybe you
like
should
that.
Sign to his label then. Come He's on. Independent.
Hey,
come
put
on,
it
good
in the
over.
Air. If Let's maybe go. I hug as many trees as you.
Yes, sir. We gonna start it off. That's the album cover.
Hell yeah! I'll be on that bitch hugging. Goddamn.
Hey, y'all better give me credit for that. All right.
Exactly. We got you. It's easy. It's easy.
Nah, but I felt like after a while, like as I always felt like it was a time limit. I was more doing mm-hmm. the rapping thing, not the more R&B-ish thing like you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt like it was a time limit. Like I had to make it before I was 30, and then I had to make it before I was 32, and then I had to make it before I was 35 and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing it.
Do you feel like there's like an age limit on the game? And like, do you mm-hmm. feel... Because before you answer the question,
no, go ahead. You good?
Short story about me and Timbaland.
Okay.
So, and he know the story over there. I'm gonna tell the short version. So, Timbaland do this thing right on TikTok where he let people send in songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he like critique them. And I was just scrolling TikTok one day and I saw him playing the songs and stuff like that and telling people about the songs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you send like $20. And you can upload the song and he'll listen to it and stuff like that. And I tapped in and I saw that and I was like, okay, I'll spend a little 20 and get some, you know, some critiques and some advice from the big homie Timbaland and shit. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But as I watched, he was just kind of shitting on everybody who sent their songs in, mm-hmm. unless it was like impeccable. So I watched for like an hour. He's shitting on everybody, and I'm getting nervous. So I'm like, damn, what this nigga gonna say about my tracks? You know, because like I said, it was some years ago when I was kind of more in the game. So even though I had some hits over here, they kind of like, they kind of older now. They like a few years older. They kind of dated, you know what I'm saying? They like more like the DJ Mustard type of sound type of shit. And so he finally got to my songs and he played them. And he was like, how old are you? I was like, I'm 38. He was like, oh, get out of here. You too old. Hang it up and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, Mr. Wrinklehead, with all due respect to Timbaland and shit. But like, he just kind of shit on me about my age and like really kind of discouraged me from like still pursuing music and shit like that. So how do you feel about like aging in hip hop?
No, I mean, I feel like music doesn't have an age. I feel like music can touch, you know, people, whether they be a grandma or a toddler.
Right.
One song, you know what I mean? So I definitely think that's a, you know, I think he was looking for a scapegoat, you know what I mean? As opposed to just answering the question and having to face how he feel about the song, you know what I mean? But I do feel like, say, for example, you know, Jay-Z or, you know, whoever it may be, is like, man.
Two Chainz didn't make it until he was like 35.
It's the best music, you know, feel me? Like, that's it. Like, play somebody that's 21 song and then play my song. Like, I don't got nothing to say. I could just be like, listen to the song. Which one make you feel something?
Yeah.
I don't have to say nothing. I left it in the booth. It's already it. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't really let nobody say nothing because I already said it. The record is the bar. The bar is, you know, like, can't nobody question nothing I do ever.
Yeah.
Right.
Period.
Right.
That's it. You already stamped it. It's like branded in. It's,
yeah, it's like,
music never going to die. That's it.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, good music is timeless anyway. Timeless. You know, if you got a good song, it's a good song.
And we're going to see that tonight when Eric Bellinger is going to get on stage and drop his hot songs. Y'all going to see the whole club going to go crazy.
And that's called good music.
Yeah, all the German,
great music.
All the German panties gonna be dropping in this. How you say panties in German?
Unterhose.
Panga. Germany got some wild ass words, man. How you say sex in German?
Sex?
No,
I'm not gonna say that
be
now.
Snick-spick,
yeah. And then he gonna be saying
it. I was about to say the getaway, but I was trying to say the F word in the German.
That sounds like a car crash or something.
Geschlechtsverkehr.
Exactly.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, but anyways.
Yeah, but we ain't want to hold you up for too long, man. We know you got the show tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
we're super excited for that. Thank you so much that you came through and you was willing to do this podcast with us.
Podcast.
And yes, so it's a true blessing to have you here.
Of course.
I hope you know that. I hope that you're very appreciated.
Thank you. I definitely feel loved.
Thank you. Appreciate
you, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all next time. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Peace. All the time, yeah. Pushing out all the time, yeah.